Okay, so we're starting the new topic over here. Saf Chayim and Beis. The Mishnah. Yai Nesach Shonofal Gavli Anovim, right? Okay. Alright, so again, we have to build up the facts, our fact base a little bit. But, so they're going to be dealing more with Tarovis now. So we're getting into a little bit over here. So what's the case? So the Yayin Nesach now fell onto grapes. Okay, so what's the Mishnah saying? Go ahead. So if they fell on top of grapes, so rinse off the grapes. Vein Mutaros. So what does that mean, Rashi?
Yedifin B'mayim.
B'mayim. So you wash them off with water.
V'imhaya Mevukaos Asuros.
Right, so that's the next part of the mission. But if they're cracked, then they're Asuros. Yeah, and Tosfos quotes Yerushalmi that it means that the first case where it's mutter is where they're whole and attached to the stem. Right, but if the stems are, if they're off the stem already, that's also considered to be cracked. Yeah, so this is a little bit unusual, no? Because there's no heat involved over here. There's no heat involved. So, but apparently the grapes are juicy, and it's just like a lach balach. It's just like they got mixed in. The liquid gets mixed into the liquid of the grape. Right? Now, normally in Tarovis questions, if two things come in contact and there's no heat involved, or no melicha involved, then it's just a matter of washing it off. I mean, if a piece of cold meat falls into milk, so you rinse it off, right? But over here, it's different. Okay, so this is more like a lach balach. In other words, when do you need heat? You need heat when you have solid objects, and you need the iser has to permeate through the object. So if you had you have two things that are, if you have something that's solid and something that's liquid, so normally they don't, you can remove one from the other by washing it off, right? But if you had two liquids, for instance, it's not shayach to any washing off, right? So apparently the Mishnah is saying that the grape that is cracked, the Yayin Nesach will work its way into the juiciness of the grape itself. Yeah, you have a similar case like that in Shulchan Aruch. You have one case that's similar with the Mechaber says if you have a cucumber, for instance, right, that you cut with a treif knife. So now you have, let's say, some fat on top of the surface of the cucumber, right. So that's also a case where the Mechaber says you shouldn't wash it. Washing it is not enough. It's because it gets stuck into the surface, and the liquid on the surface is going to get trapped in there. So the Mechaber says you should scrape the surface. But still there, it's just the surface. And even that scraping is really, we hold just the chavkila, I think. But that's another case where you see where there's a liquidy interaction, hadacha doesn't work. Right, where there's a liquidy interaction, hadacha doesn't work.
What's hadacha again?
Washing. Uh-huh. Right. Normally the easy remedy is two things are cold, you wash them, but not over here. Okay, so anyway, but let me ask you a question. What does the Mishnah mean when it says, v'im hayim mevukos asuros? What does that mean? Does that mean no matter what?
No matter what they're also.
Right, even if you rinse them.
No, I mean, say, is there a shear? They're cracked.
Oh.
Is there a shear?
Of how cracked?
No.
Tasty?
Of how much wine got mixed in with the grape. And the Rambam says it's benosin tam. We'll have to look into this a little bit. Rambam says it has to be enough that it would give tam to the grape.
The way the Gemara takes up there, it seems like the only problem with this is, no?
Yeah. But the cases it takes up later. Okay. No, but you're right. It seems like he's getting it from the rest of the Mishnah. Go ahead. Let's finish up the Mishnah.
Nafal agav te'enim or agabe tamarim im yesh behen benosin tam aser.
But if it fell on te'enim or tamarim, right, figs or dates, so then if it's benosin tam, it's aser. Right, I mean, so right now it does sound like, if you just a plain shot in the Mishnah, sounds like, but on the cracked grapes, it's even aser if it's not nosin tam. No? Otherwise, what's the differentiation? But also, what do you see with the figs and the dates? Doesn't seem to have this distinction of being cracked either. Right? They themselves, I guess, are different. The skin is different. It's not as impermeable. Okay, so there's a story with Baisos Ben Zonon that had what? He brought grogros on a boat. So what are grogros? Okay, dried dates. So we brought dried dates on a boat, and what happened? I mean, dried figs on a boat, and what happened? And a barrel of Yain Nezach broke and fell on them, and he asked the Chacham, and they said it was okay. All right, so the Gemara is going to say that this Mishnah needs a little work, but what is the klal? The klal is anything kol shebahan no'oso binosin tam is asur. The kol she'ain behan no'oso binosin tam is mutar. Difficult expression. What does that mean? Now, what Rashi said, you got to read it a little bit the reversed, right? In other words, anything that the giving of the tam is a hanah for, right? Anything that you get a hanah out of its tam. Shenene betaimo. In other words, kol shebehanoso binosin tam means that you're nene from the tam of the iser, right? Nene from the tam of the iser. Anytime you're nene from the tam of the iser, then it's aser. So what does that mean? But if you're not a nene from the tam of the iser, then it's mutter. So what does that mean? It means it's not a matter of... That's right, it's constructive. It's not a matter of if I taste the iser, if I can taste the presence of iser or not. It's not a matter of using tam as a measure of effect. In other words, it's not a question that it's usser if the iser affects my taroves. Right, because then it wouldn't matter if it's on l'shvach or l'fgam. But it's dafka if it's a constructive addition to the. If the tam is creating the, is adding to the hanah of the food. So if I'm nene from the tam of the iser, then it's aser. But if I'm not a nene from the tam of the iser, even though I can sense it there, but I'm not a nene, then it's mutter. Like what? Like chometz shenofal agabi grisin. That's our classic case. If you have vinegar and it falls into your grits, so even though you taste it in there, right? Even though you taste it in there, it's bad. It gives a bad taste to the porridge, but it's mutati. Right? Because that's nosin tam of gam. So in other words, this Mishnah is laying down nosin tam, the difference between nosin tam of l'shvach and nosin tam of gam, which is a major principle in kashrus that we're going to we'll hopefully get to. We'll explore. Okay, let's go through the Gemara a little bit. Go ahead.
Maisa listor. Hasurei michzara. V'hachi ketani.
Alright, so the Gemara says it's a maisa listor. Why is it a maisa listor? What does it mean, mice lister? It means it's a story that disproves the rule. Why? Because the rule was that if it's nofal gabi teinim or gabi tamarim, im yesh bohen binosin tam, it's aser. And then it brings down a story where it's mutter. But why is it lister? Let's see Rashi.
Yesh Adam.
Rashi says, does someone bring a raya against himself? First it says if it's nosin tam, then it's asuros. And then he brings a story where of Grogros, and he was mad to them. So the Ron says openly, he says the Grogros are like Anovim Vukos. The Ha'ayel Bulchamra. It goes in. The wine goes in. But how do you know that it was how do you know it's a Maisa Listor? Maybe there was no Tom. Right? Maybe there's no Tom. All he's saying is in Yesh Benosim Tom, it's also. And he brings a riot, he brings a case where it was mutter. So maybe it's not necessarily Sosa, right? Just is not a riot to his position. I mean, it's mashma that it didn't matter what the time was. I guess so. I guess that's what you have to say. Go ahead.
And Gemara?
So he's saying, if it was no same time, lifgam it's mutter. That's what's missing in the Mishnah. Im yesh bohen b'no same time is aser. But if it's no same time, lifgam, then it's mutter. Then he brings in the story as a raya. So apparently he wanted the story because it's a chiddush, and he wanted to show that it's true because the paskus a maisa is a good raya to that it was to in terms of psak. So that's the principle. There's no zinam of gamas mutter, and grogros the yayin is poging the grogros. All right, so in other words, pretty much today we're just gathering some facts. But let's go. There's one thing we could analyze. It's a little bit of a side point. So let's take it up. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so now Gemara takes up a little bit of a different topic. Here. So you had a pile of wheat that Yayin Nesach fell on top of, and Rava was matir to sell it to a non-Jew. So the Gemara asks the Kasha that we say if you have a beged she ovad bo kiloyim. So what does it mean she ovad bo kiloyim? Rashi she orag bo kiloyim. Kiloyim was a chut echad. One strand of kiloyim was woven into it. So it was a linen beged, and one strand of wool was woven in. Okay, ve'ein makomo nikar. And now you can't find it. Right? You can't see where it is anymore. Because if you can see where it is, you pull it out. Right? But now you have this beged that is usher because it's kiloyim and you can't fix it. So you're not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. Right? You're not allowed to sell it to a non-Jew. Kid Mefarish, why? Shema Yachsa V'yim Kol Yisrael. So that's a general halacha. You're not allowed to sell something to a guy that a Jew might buy from him and be over an Isser. So if you have a beged of kilayim, you can't sell it to a non-Jew. Okay, so how could Rava sell it to? How could Rava allow them to sell the shechitim to a non-Jew? Maybe he'll sell it to a Jew. Right. Lo vikhav my time alone. Dom asu lizvuni Yisrael. Hachanami asu lizvuni Yisrael. So the Gemara says no. Hader shara lemitchinu ulamafinu ulizvuninu lo vikhav. Shelo b'fnei Yisrael. He allowed him to grind it and bake it and sell it to a non-Jew, not in front of Yisrael. What does that mean? To bake it, Rashi says, "Desulo zoven lu Yisrael me'ovikchavim to pita nasura." So as long as he bakes it into bread, now he can sell it to a guy. Why? Because a Jew won't buy pasakim. Right? You just have to remove the possibility that it could become a michshol to another Jew. But what is mishalo b'fnei Yisrael? The lo chazi Yisrael. The only thing is, it's only going to work if a Jew doesn't see you selling it to the guy, right? The Yisrael Chavre Mazvin Leilovik Chavim. Because it Ichaz Yisrael, the Yisrael Chavre Mazvin Leilovik Chavim. If the Jew sees his friend, the Jew selling it to an Ovik Chavim, Hodazovin Leiyu Miyadovik Chavim. So we're Paschal Hetahi Yisrael Ofa. Right. So in other words, you can sell the pas to a guy, that had the wheat from the ayin that absorbed the ayin esach, because Yisrael won't bypass Akum, right? But you have to make sure that Yisrael doesn't see you selling it to the guy, because if he sees you selling it to the guy, he'll say it's pas Yisrael, and he'll buy it from the guy, right? But Tosus takes up an interesting question. He says like this: Habegid she'ovah bo kilayim, okay? V'im tomar v'liv tol beruba, kidapirish b'shili t'mura. Gabi sar b'chor v'sar nozir she'orag b'beged v'sham haya batal ilav d'mukila b'tzipurta she'udav v'chashav v'lo batal. So it says like this: what's the problem? So you lost one thread. You lost one woolen thread in this big linen beged. So let it be batal b'rov. The thread will be batal b'rov. Says, because there's a Gemara that says by the hair of the Nazir, for instance, is Aser, is also Aser. But it says if it was lost in a Beged, it could be Batal. Just that case, it wasn't Batal because it was Davar Chashev for whatever reason. but you see, there's Bittel in these kinds of cases. A thread mixed into other things is considered Batal. So why can't, as long as you can't find it, right? So why can't you apply Bittel over here? That's his problem. It's interesting that he needs to bring a raya that bittel should work. Right, that's interesting. He needs to bring a raya that bittel should work in this kind of a situation. What's the normal case of bittel barov? No. Normal case, straight case of bittel barov.
160.
Three pieces of meat.
Right. Two pieces are shchuta and one piece is nevela. And they get mixed up. You don't know which is which. That's chad betray. Right. that's bittel barov. That's your classic case of Batal Barov. Sanhedrin, but this is simple to think about. So,
the cloth is particularly singular.
Okay.
After it's bittel.
After it's made, you mean?
Yeah.
So my question is, Tosus is bothered why there's no bittel, right? But before he feels that he has the right to be bothered, he wants to show that bittel is shayach to a case of a beged. Meaning to say, one strand within a whole beged is subject to the phenomenon of bittel. Because he brings a raya from the case of the bechor and the nozir, that were it not for the case that those threads were considered chashuv, the Gemara seems to say bittel would have occurred. So my question is, if bittel is a principle in Kol Torah Kula, why does he need to bring a raya that bittel would apply to a beged? You copying what I'm saying? Now, if you're going to make the distinction in beged versus food, okay, then you're going to be forced to say that if I had one beged of shatnez that got lost in two begadim that were not shatnez, and I don't know which is which, you would say there's no bittel barov. Would you say that? That is not our case. Our case is a woven beged with a thread woven into it of shatnez, with a woolen thread woven into a linen beged. That's our case.
As I said, it's particularly singular in its style.
Let me give you a possibility. Maybe the difference is like this: that in the case of chad betray, the nevela and the shchuta. So it's true. I don't know which one is which, right? And they are mixed up within each other. Okay. They're mixed up within each other, and I don't know which is which. But by the beged, the threads are all bimkomam. There, each thread is kavua in its place. There's no mixing of the entities. I just don't know which one is which. But they're not in a state of mixture. Let me put it another way. The meat could all get switched around, right? And the meat can all get switched around. Okay, So you can say that one piece of meat is mixed up, right, in a jumble with the others. But the one thread that is wool is exactly where I placed it and is fixed in that position. It is never lost in terms of vis-a-vis the other pieces. It never gets mixed in a way that in a jumble. It's just I don't remember the identity of each one. In other words, let me put it another way. What's the iser is kavua bimkomo. I just don't remember where the makom kavias was. As opposed to chad betray, there's no makom kavua. So it's all one big mixture.
Since it was deliberate.
No, no. Because threads, because threads woven into a baguette are fixed in their place and they never change. They don't move. They don't move. The thread that I put into column one, row B, it will always be column one, row B.
There's no scrambling.
There's no scrambling.
Is this like a slur for kol kavua?
In other words, bittul requires the piece to be lost within the others. There's a lost because I don't know, and then there's a lost because it's subsumed in a way that the others... Or because it is literally mixed in a it has no fixed place, but if it has a fixed place, then maybe you'll say there's never any bittul. Now, is there between just a pure chesron yediyah and actually that it relates that it exists in a mixed in arbitrary way? Maybe the only bittul, maybe bittul requires both. I don't know where it is, and that allows it to be considered completely nisarev. Now, there's the physical nisarev. Physically, it's mixed in and has no fixed place within this bunch. But if I know it, that prevents the bittul. So, if I have something physically mixed in a homogeneous way, pure entropy, right?
Sure.
Then the Chesr and Yediyah will allow the Bittul to be Chal. But there's no entropy in a Beged. It doesn't shift its order. The pattern is fixed. The order is fixed. Every time you put on the Beged, you don't increase the entropy in that Beged. You don't increase the disorder in the threads vis-a-vis each other. They are fixed firmly in place. Every time you move the pot, you change the position of the meats. So it has a physical nisarev. My yediyah will prevent the taroves, will prevent the bittul from being chal, but it has to be chal on a true nisarev. But a beged that's arug is fixed and kavua. Just a matter I forgot where what's what, but internally it's perfectly in place and in order. So maybe there's no bittul by that. Maybe there's no bittul by that. See, all I have to give you is a possibility based on what bittul does, why this shouldn't happen. I'm just hypothesizing here.
Kamashmalan,
it's all totally on your lack of your idea. The lack of idea. It has nothing to do with where it is vis-a-vis the other pieces. Okay, so anyway, so now that, yeah, Chaim. Okay, so Tosus says, now that he established there is bittul, theoretically, there is bittul by begadim, now he has a good kasha. So if you have one thread of wool in a beged of linen, why can't I have bittul? So he's like this. V'tirat Rav Rabbeinu, who? Yosef bar Yossi, bar Yom Tov, sorry. Yosef bar Yom Tov. Dishani kiloyim dekol ikron ein osrin ella al yedei iruv. Right? Says the whole idea of kiloyim is mixture. The whole iser comes about dafka through mixture. It's not like the hair of the nazir, which is usher just as hair. And now it's a question of it getting mixed in. So is the mixture of the hair usher? That's a separate question. If I can't find it in this bottle, then it'll be mutter. But here, nothing was usher to begin with. Wool is fine. Linen is fine. The problem is dafka the eruv. So he says, in cases like that, Sherei Shneim Heter, Lekach Oser Eruvon Velo Batli. He says, in cases like that, there simply is never any Bittul.